her mouth. She wants to ride it, she's trying to hide it. I'm cool as ever, she's too excited. Her man looked like he
wants. Well, the cat's out of the bag. The Packers just released the video of the leather helmets, one of the worst kept secrets, along with ESPN trying to buy the NFL network, right? You guys saw that news? News.
Oh, it's the first I'm hearing of it.
What?
Crazy. Yes,
been talking about that for 6 months. Good grief. Anyway, so yes, the video is out there. You are seeing the leather looking helmets. Chewy, have you seen this? Do you like this? I got to be honest. I talked about this morning with the guys on 620. Missed me with this. Couldn't care less. The uniform drop, the alt uniform releases. Snore. Does it make them play better? Will they play better with the different uniform? With the no. So I'm like, okay, great.
I mean, Rodgers used to say how those pants were more comfortable.
We hated them. Oh, God.
They were
terrible.
So ugly, by the way.
Yeah, those real
ugly. Looking pants that were like, don't rain. Don't have a rain game.
I don't think I could play without a belt. I really don't. I'd be so afraid of your pants falling down. And I know there's elastic there.
Sure.
But the belt was twofold, because if you had back issues, you could really super tighten it.
Like a lifting belt.
Yeah. No, seriously. But just elastic up there, I wouldn't feel safe.
Feel like someone's going to pants you?
Yeah.
Like that's going to be a pass rushing move you've got to defend against?
Yeah.
Lineman's going to get off the line real quick, pants you, then you're distracted and he can get after the quarterback?
Yeah.
I mean, did you guys like the white uniforms when they released those?
Yes. I think those are cool.
Look sharp?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't mind this uniform. The leather helmet look on the actual
Illinois
helmet.
Illinois did last year.
Is really weird.
The only one that didn't like the white uniforms was Frank, because John Madden said, you know, the little donuts, white. That's where he got the bag of donuts from. Because Frank looked
Frankie.
A little bloated in white.
Is this do they do this so that people go out and buy new jerseys?
Oh,
is that the whole thing?
Oh, wow. That's
Hold
what this is about?
Hold on a second here.
That's why they release these different uniforms? To sell merch?
It's the first time hearing of this.
It's a travesty. It's a sham. Mockery.
I want to put it on the Jen, Gabe, and Chewy Infinity Exteriors poll. Will you go out and buy the new jersey? I don't think it's as many people as they think it is.
I'm going to tell you what, it's more than you think it is. Otherwise, guess what? They ain't doing it.
They've got market research is what you're telling me.
I also
crunched
think
the numbers is what you're telling me.
I don't know how much jersey, but the hats, the shirts,
yes.
The sweatshirts, I think is where they make like a lot of the money, just because they'll unveil a new unique color. And someone like me who doesn't love the green and gold colorway, this is a good way for me to get my Packers gear that isn't.
Yeah, some of the hats look good.
Yeah.
Some of the hats look good.
Do you remember?
I might get myself a hat.
When Illinois did these helmets last year, it was a big deal. Because, again, they look like the old leather helmets, but they're obviously the new protective helmets, right?
I can't believe guys would. Is that a new helmet? Or are they painting the old one?
And they get a new helmet. Like,
you know how long it takes to break a helmet in?
I gotta be honest with you. I have no idea.
Do you think it's changed now that the helmets have changed so much and they're not the
I
old
don't know,
shells?
But let me tell you, it sucked back in my day breaking in a helmet, because you're walking around with the red patch here, and then it kills the skin, and then it peels.
How come Peyton Manning never got rid of that? He always had that spot
on
his head.
Yeah.
Well, when your forehead's that big,
giant dome.
Yeah.
What does Chewy always say? Something on a toothpick? What is that line from So I Married an Axe Murderer?
Oh, boy.
It's like an orange on a toothpick.
I don't think that's mine.
No?
No.
No.
You like to say more like an eight head.
Yeah, he's got an eight head, not a forehead. Yeah.
I get it, man.
And those things eat hair. Well, so they claim. Haven't you ever heard hats eat hair?
Yeah, I've heard that.
Yeah.
Well, yes, you, Mr. Hair.
Yeah.
We know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've certainly heard that. But
breaking in a helmet just is brutal.
I'm guessing it's different now. But like, because Aaron Rodgers, one of the things that he talked about going to the Steelers, he's got to find a new helmet brand.
Well, because
he was grandfathered in, and now
it's discontinued.
Yeah, so now he's got to find a new helmet type, because he can't wear his because it's been deemed not as safe and up to standard.
And was it Matthew Golden that was wearing the Guardian helmet at practice yesterday?
Yeah, he was doing that during OTAs and stuff too, where he had the Guardian cap on.
I like it. Smart. I like it. Protect the brain. Gotta be a smart player to play this game.
I did that with his shoes. So Apex, when all the lower level guys, because everyone has pretty much a shoe deal. So the stars have Nike, Reebok back in my day. So all the losers got Apex. So they were so bad and they hurt so bad when you wore them and they knew that they sucked. They would give us stickers that said Apex that would come over the laces and on the side, and you'd have Nikes or Reeboks under them.
I think I saw that recently on social media. They were showing video of guys who would wear the Nikes or would wear, like you said, the Reeboks.
Yeah.
Tape them up. Right? Yep. What do you call it? Spatting?
Something spatting, like,
yeah. Spat them up, and then you'd put the little sticker on of whatever the lead.
Because they were horrible. Oh, were they bad. But you got
so
merch.
Stupid, the stuff that they used to have to do, I swear, in the league. I do want to talk about Matthew Golden. We'll take a break here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy and get to that conversation because I think there's a lot of people who are excited about what Matthew Golden can bring to this offense. Yesterday, the brass, Matt LaFleur included, were talking about Matthew Golden and how excited fans should be about that. We'll get to that right after this. Finding a right home should be a journey. Look, sometimes it's quick. Sometimes you have to be patient. Every single morning, I take a look at the list that I get from my friends over at the We Sell Group at Keller Williams for lake houses in our area. Look, I'm very particular. I know I can't drive very far for a lake house. So I've got this small circumference, if you will, this small radius, if you will. And they send me the houses and I take a look at them and I let them know if it's something I'm interested in going and seeing. They have been so helpful because building relationships and finding the right fit is important to them. Whether you're ready to move right now, you're just starting to look, or maybe you're thinking about selling, the We Sell Group is on the journey with you every step of the way. You can start your journey today at wesell.kw.com. That's wesell.kw.com.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
How do you get to 10 in NFL in the football game? How do you do that?
You can have 5 safeties.
That's a great point.
Which would also be a great endorsement for Derek Carr.
Two field goals, two safeties.
Two field goals, two
also
safeties.
Also a great endorsement for the quarterback. Yes. Continue. What else do we have?
On 94.5 ESPN.
Got to tell you about one of the best purchases I've made in the last few years. Walking around the state fair, saw the Good Health sauna booth and thought, I really would love to own a sauna. And now I do. Because I purchased one at the state fair from Good Health Saunas. It was actually a no-brainer for me. We were redoing the basement. We had an infrared sauna from Good Health Saunas installed. It was easy, maintenance-free, and it comes with a true lifetime warranty. Plus, they're a local company based right here in Appleton and Waukesha, so I feel good about supporting people in our community. Stop by the Good Health Saunas booth inside the Expo Center at this year's state fair or visit goodhealthsaunas.com/Jen to check out their full lineup. And guys, we're giving you a discount, $500 to $800 off your purchase of a sauna from Good Health Saunas. That's goodhealthsaunas.com/Jen. Let's hear from Brian Gutekunst and maybe even Matt LaFleur. Joshy, you know which was better, Matt LaFleur on Matthew Golden or Brian Gutekunst on Matthew Golden?
Yeah, I think it's day to day, right? I think you really don't, you know, for any of these guys that are coming in for the first, you don't know the opportunities that are going to be presented to themselves, you know, to each player, and then they got to respond, right? So, but yeah, we think he's got a chance to certainly make an impact for our football team, and you know, I think it's going to be a competitive group, and but again, you know, we took him where we took him for a reason, so and at the same time, you know, he's a third year college kid, you know, he's 2 years at Houston, 1 year at Texas. But so far, so good.
How do you read that, Chew? Tempering expectations?
Yeah. Tough thing is the best corner he faced in his 3 years in college would be the worst corner in the NFL. Starter. So.
I could buy it.
Fair.
Texas SEC.
Coming out of Texas. I don't know if that's necessarily true, but I understand the point you're making.
Do you think Travis Hunter was the best cornerback in football last year?
Yes.
I don't think they played Colorado.
No.
Yeah.
But there are other guys who went in the first round.
But you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And he's a small kid. So.
Because the difference between college and pros is all the pros are pros.
Yes.
They're all professionals.
That was the thing. You know, I always talk about the jump from high school to college. College to pro. It's not even close. College to pro is so. Because guys that suck in the NFL are still pretty good.
Well, and I think that kid, Michael Taft from Texas, who is expected to be one of the top cornerbacks in college football this year, they would have gone against each other, obviously, in practice. He's their number one CB. He's their number one
but
receiver.
But he's a small guy, and in the pros, you know, they like to play a lot of bump. So we got to see how, you know, as a rookie, he does, you know? Because like I said, everyone in the pros is good, and obviously, there's going to be a learning curve for him. He's going to have to get comfortable in learning the playbook. And that's why I'm like, I see him as a slow start, you know, 15 to 18 plays early on, and then it builds as the season goes along, and he'll get better and better and better.
How do you explain all these receivers who have had monster seasons as rookies in the last 4 or 5 years?
Well, and so to be honest with you, Gabe, yes, and those guys come from big-time programs, right? Mm-hmm. The guys who have had success, again, besides like a Puka Nacua, have been big-time programs where they were playing at elite levels. They were playing top competition season in and season out, game in and game out. So that, to me, gives me optimism that Matthew Golden could be the Jamar Chase, that Matthew Golden could be some of these guys who have come in and splashed right away.
But let's not forget, he was still the fourth receiver taken. Okay? Not all four of those receivers, or how many were taken in the first round, are going to be studs. So it's a crapshoot. You don't know. Now, I said it. Outside of Travis Hunter, I thought he was the next best guy. Just looking at the weakness. I
put him above Tet McMillan as well. The one thing I will say, Gabe, is how much do we need to consider the way the offense was run last year with Josh Jacobs and how they leaned run heavy? Do you think that will be the case this year, or do you think... Like, how will that affect Matthew Golden's production this season?
Again, the only thing that's going to hold back his production is a snap count. Because you're still going to be throwing the ball, I mean, a bunch, because you're expecting to have a successful offensive season. Even if you run it 52% of the time the way you did a year ago, there's still plenty of opportunities to go around. Again, you look at the two best running backs in the league last year in Saquon Barkley, who had over 2,000 yards, and then, I mean, and the passing opportunities were few and far between, but their receivers still had a ton of success. And then Lamar Jackson still threw for over 4,000 yards last year, despite Derrick Henry rushing for almost 2,000 yards and Lamar rushing for 900 yards himself, still threw for over 4,000 yards. So a lot of opportunities for their wide receivers as well. So just because you have a running back who is successful doesn't mean you can't find a way to get touches to your big-time playmakers on the outside.
Okay, then go to the next thing, because this is always the layers that I talk about when we talk about tempering expectations for Matthew Golden. If the Packers are expected to utilize two tight end sets more frequently in 2025, how does that affect what you just mentioned, the snap count for the rookie?
I don't look at him the way, again, he's a first-round pick. He's not just a slot guy the way that Jaden Reed is and the way the Packers have used him. You draft him where you do, because eventually he's going to be playing all over the place. And he can play any position, the way Davante Adams did, the way Jordy Nelson did for this team. That's why you draft him. Now I'm with Chu. Maybe you don't do that right away. But, I mean, there are plenty of, just so many examples of guys. Again, I look at last year in Jacksonville. Brian Thomas Jr. had almost 1,300 receiving yards and 10 touchdowns. I'm not saying he's going to go out there and do that. But receivers are more ready today than they've ever been.
No, they are.
To step in and contribute.
But you look at neighbors. All right, name me another receiver for New York. They all suck.
Yeah.
You know? Jacksonville. You know? Who were their receivers last year? Meh. I mean, not that the Packers have, you know, top-of-the-line receivers.
They don't.
But
if he's that good, Chu, he should fly past these guys.
It's commanding targets.
That's what I'm going to say. I think in the beginning, he'll be more of an 18-20 play guy, and they'll build it up. And if he, you know, does well. Because the one thing most rookies do, what do? They drop the ball. They just drop the ball. The NFL is so different than college, you know? So we'll just have to, you know.
I think the difference here, though, is, sure, Malik Nabers has Darius Slayton and Wandale Robinson as competition. One, I don't think they're that different from the guys that the Packers have. But Malik Nabers commands targets because he's open and a presence and constantly an influence. And that's what the Packers need. They need a guy who's so consistently open and making plays that you have no option other to throw him the ball. Like
Neighbors is a big guy, though, right?
Yes. Both. I mean, all the guys we'll talk about, Brian Thomas Jr., Jamar Chase, those guys all have size on him.
Yes.
But there are guys at Matthew Golden's size who have succeeded in many, many roles, some of them playing even unconventional.
Sure. Speed is his weapon.
Yes.
That's his weapon.
I want to take it one step further, Joshy, and this is your space. For folks out there who are starting to build their fantasy rosters, and we have joked about how it's like, don't ever take a Green Bay Packers player because especially at the wide receiver, the ball was being spread around too much for you to have value with one guy. Is Matthew Golden a guy that you are seeing move up draft boards, or is it par for the course with the way the Packers spread the ball around? He's still not a reliable wide receiver one.
Interestingly enough, you pretty much have him and Jayden Reed are ranked right next to each other. And I'm always going to bet on the first round rookie just in potential and what could be the upside versus the guy who we sort of know what he is and has seen a lot of.
I would take Reed. I would take Reed from the standpoint he had a really good rookie year and then he got...
True. He's not going to be on the field enough.
I don't know. I see Reed as like, and he got fat and happy, which happens, you know, where you don't work as hard.
Reed? Oh, you think that happened with Reed?
Yeah.
I don't think that's what happened with him. I think they know what he is, and he's a slot guy.
No, I think
and
he'll
they do
be
it
better.
A lot of two tight ends. Even as a rookie, he never played 80%. He has never played, not once in his NFL career, played 80% of the snaps in any single game.
I think he'll be better this year. I think Dobbs will be Dobbs, consistent. But I just think Reed figures it out. And I think the Packers figure it out.
I hope he does. But again, I think we talked about crowded. Logjam was the word that's been used for this. Well, it's only gotten more crowded. And again, I keep going back to Josh Jacobs, obviously, was the bell cow. If you're going too tight, and I'm not saying they're going to run two tight ends out there for every single snap. I'm not saying that. But if they are going to be using the two tight end set a little bit more, that limits the number of wide receivers you can have on the field. And that, I think, is going to affect Jayden Reed.
They did. And that's a big reason why, again, in five of the last six games last year, Wicks was playing more. Wicks was playing a lot more than Jayden Reed.
Yeah. But Wicks drops a lot of balls, man.
Yeah, exactly. Which opens the door for.
Oh, I agree. But the nice thing when I played, and McCarthy didn't like to do this for whatever reason. I don't know why. When I played, it was change up personnel groupings. Let's go two tight ends, two receivers, one back. Let's go three receivers, one tight end, one back. Let's go four receivers. Let's go five receivers. And then the D coordinator's got to sit there on the sideline going, all right, they're bringing in fives, nickel. They're bringing in two tight ends. All right, let's go base. And then you sit there and they're like, they constantly have to grind. I'm talking the D coordinator has to constantly grind himself to a game because you are changing up personnel groupings all the time.
How often can you do that with a young team?
It's a little tougher. You got to get in the books. You have to study. You got to get in the books. You don't. And then you get lost. And then, but give me. Eight guys from whatever that are good players as opposed to Cincinnati where you got two stud receivers. You know? It's like a boxer. It's like Cincinnati's just waiting for that one undercut, knock them out. You know? Green Bay's like, bap, 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 jab you to death.
Which is a hard way to play.
Which is, I'm telling you.
That's why their offense struggled so much. It was either a heave-ho from Jordan Love that somebody made a play on or felt like the offense was always stalling.
Yeah.
I mean, and that's why you guys struggled against Tampa because Tampa was betting that,
Brett
would make a mistake because, hey, we're just going to keep everything in front. And, okay, jab away, but eventually you're going
to
make a mistake.
Because Brett wanted to win 45-3. Hey, Brett, 28-14.
That'll work. That'll work. Good.
Kind of like my golf game. There's no pictures on the scorecard, Gabe. Right?
You tried to paint some pretty good ones the other day.
Spaniard grinds my ass.
Got to get to top 8 at 8 here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. We'll do that right after this.
It doesn't matter what age you are. Low testosterone can be an issue with any guy. That's where Mentality comes in. Local healthcare facility specifically dedicated to helping men feel and perform at their very best. Mentality can help you if you're tired, groggy, just don't feel like yourself, don't have that energy to attack your day. Those are all signs of low testosterone. To find out if it is low testosterone, set up your appointment today. LowTUSA.com. And if your testosterone levels are low after going through the process, you'll continue to work with Mentality and you'll get a customized testosterone treatment plan just for you. Compete at work and sports like you did years ago and get that energy back with Mentality's low testosterone treatments. Go to lowtusa.com. Mentality allows treatment to fit into every guy's lifestyle. Find out more about Mentality and their low testosterone treatments. lowtusa.com.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
What we need is a chart. And every week, we take the shirtless picture of Chew, and we move that to wherever the prediction is of how many wins that they
have. Eight. Six.
Seven.
I think that's how it goes now, right?
Eight, and they six, lost, and he's seven, safe. 5309
on 94.5 ESPN. The top 8 at 8.
Name something that follows the word pork.
You pie.
Huh?
One category.
Name something people take with them to the beach.
Turkey.
The top 8 answers.
The first thing you buy in a supermarket.
Turkey.
The top 8 at 8.
A food often stuffed.
Turkey.
The top 8 at 8 on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Name Popeye's favorite food.
Chicken.
Oh my God.
Show me chicken.
The top 8 at 8 on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
I did just see breaking news on social media, unrelated to the Green Bay Packers, so exhale. Justin Fields carted to the locker room with an apparent lower leg injury at Jets training camp.
Oof.
J-E-T-S, Jets, Jets, Jets. Not the way you want to start training camp.
Jinxed?
I mean, they're a bit of a cursed franchise.
J-I-N-X, jinx, jinx, jinx. That works too, Chew. You're right. What do we got today, Gabe?
List 8 things in front of me. You and Chew guess back and forth once you each get one incorrect. Then we open up to the fans at 800-990-3776. Whoever gets the last one on the list gets an ESPN Milwaukee prize pack. In the history of the Green Bay Packers, 8 players have had a season of 1,500-plus yards from scrimmage and 10-plus touchdowns. Name those 8 players.
I'm going to sneeze.
Bless you.
Devante.
Darn it, that's what I was going to say.
In 2021, Devontae Adams had 1,553 yards, 11 touchdowns. Sneeze, you squeeze.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, it was more like you sneeze, I squeeze in and steal your answer.
Luckily for you, there's still 7 left on the board.
Mm-hmm.
Say it again, 1,500 yards from scrimmage and 10 TDs, is that right?
Yep, those are the minimums you have to hit.
Jordy?
Jordy Nelson in 2014, 1,519 yards and 13 touchdowns.
Sterling?
Never did it.
Really? That's shocking. I'm out.
Good thing you stole Devontae, and you're out on your second guess.
I was confident in that, too.
100 yards from scrimmage and 10 touchdowns. Amon Green?
Amon Green did it 3 times, his biggest season being 2,250 yards and 20 touchdowns in 2003.
Okay. This goes year by year?
So single seasons, correct.
Yeah.
So 8 players have done it. 2 have done it multiple times. You got 1 who's done it multiple. Amon Green did it 3.
How many yards from scrimmage did Josh Jacobs have last year?
Combined? You can combine them?
That's what yards from scrimmage are. That's what yards from scrimmage are, football guy.
Josh Jacobs.
Josh Jacobs last year had 1,617 yards.
1,617. Okay, good.
Touchdowns.
How many touchdowns?
16.
No. To get on the list.
10. 10.
I give it a 10. What do you mean,
I was going to say someone, but I don't know.
Well, I'm going to stay with the running backs. I'm going to say Aaron Jones.
Aaron Jones did it once in 2019, 1,558 yards, 19 touchdowns.
How many do we have here? Can you read?
So we have, of the 8, we have Amon Green, we have Josh Jacobs, we have Aaron Jones, Devontae Adams, and Jordy Nelson. So we have 5 of the 8.
Maybe.
Dorsey?
Yeah. That's pretty good. Pretty good.
Dorsey Levins did it twice. Yeah. His biggest one was 1997 when he had 1,805 yards and 12 touchdowns.
Was that a good horse?
Chewy didn't know that I knew that that was his nickname. Been on the show with you for 5 years.
Tom Lavat. That's who gave it to him.
All right, so you just need two more. You've got the two that have done it multiple times. Come on, endorse. Dorsey also did it in 1999.
Did Donald ever have a 15?
He might have.
He's there for so long. He's...
Either that or 84 Denver. I think his number was 84. You know who I'm talking about?
I don't know who that is. 84 okay. Denver.
I don't either. I don't know his name.
84 Denver?
Dave knows what I'm talking about.
I know who
about,
you're
though.
Talking about.
Is that a guy from his era?
No.
No.
Would Robert Brooks have done it?
Brooksy did it in 1995. Nice. 1,518 yards, 13 touchdowns.
Then Donald had to have done it.
Just really? One more.
I think so.
I really want to run the list. I don't know that we've ever run the list, but I don't think I know one more. I can guess Donald, but Josh, he's giving me the old... He's shaking me off, if you will.
What are you giving hints back there for?
No, he's just shaking me off like a pitcher, like a catcher.
Yeah, I know. That's a hint.
Try again.
What do you think hints are when he tells you you're wrong? Need an answer. Three.
I can't think of anybody two, else who would have had that. James one. Jones.
James Jones never had 1,000 yards.
You said you needed an answer.
At least Donald would have gone over 1,000. So we just have one more on the list, 800-990-3776. In the history of the Green Bay Packers, 8 players have ever had 1,500-plus scrimmage yards and 10-plus touchdowns in a single season. Jen and Chu got 7 of the 8. Well, we just run. Need one more.
Let's see. Pulling up the phone lines here. Let's go out to AC in Tosa. You're up first on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Can you complete our top 8 at 8 list?
I think I can. Yes, ma'am. But can you reset the list for me?
Amon Green, Dorsey Levins, Josh Jacobs, Aaron Jones, Devontae Adams, Jordy Nelson, Robert Brooks, the 7 that we already have.
All right. I was thinking Eddie Lacy.
People forget just how good Eddie Lacy was.
Really?
In 2014, Eddie Lacy had 1,566 yards and 13 touchdowns.
Well, to be fair, you said he had 1,566?
Mm-hmm.
It's just sneaking over the threshold.
Well, so did Aaron Jones, Devontae Adams, Jordy Nelson, Robert Brooks.
All right, fair.
You want to tell her
he was number 4 on the list.
84 Denver is?
Javon Walker.
Yeah.
Oh, 84... Denver.
He eventually then went to go on play for Denver after using Green Bay.
No. Remember he had the long touchdown that went in overtime?
Oh, yeah, he did do that as well.
That's what I was
thinking. Oh, I thought you were thinking because he went and played for the Broncos afterwards.
I didn't even
know
he played for Denver. Really? All right. Two birds Heavens with one stone, I guess. Whatever that means.
Heavens to Betsy.
That's what Joshy said. Heavens to Betsy.
You're a special guy.
Who?
You.
Thank you.
Lakeland Supply is in business to make your business better. Set up a free packaging and supply chain assessment at lakelandsupply.com. Good list, Gabe. That was a good list. Your mic is off, but Chewy agrees. Take a break. Be right back.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
TBD.
No. Not how this
attaboy.
Works.
Attaboy.
That's not how any of this
That's
works.
That's how you make content.
What do you mean? That's how it works for him.
What's TBD mean?
To be determined.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
To be dumb.
Did you hear him say to be dumb?
To be dumb. Did Joshy say that?
He did.
On 94.5 ESPN.
This is an ad by BetterHelp. Workplace stress is now one of the top causes of declining mental health, with 61% of the global workforce experiencing higher than normal levels of stress. Look, you can go on vacation, you can take a holiday, and that's great, but it is not a long-term solution. Don't forget that therapy can really help you navigate whatever challenges the workday might bring. I have benefited from therapy. It has helped me navigate some of the more challenging situations in my life. And so I sit here and tell you that if you find yourself in a space where things feel overwhelming or challenging, therapy could be the answer, and that's where BetterHelp comes in. You can unwind from work with BetterHelp, largest online therapy provider in the world. Access mental health professionals with the click of a button, and it has a 4.9 rating out of 5 based on more than 7 million client reviews. People love it. Our listeners get 10% off their first month at betterhelp.com/timeout. Why don't you just try it? See if it works. If it doesn't work for you, you go a different direction. But try it if you find yourself in a challenging situation. It's BetterHelp, HELP.com/timeout. So I'm listening to Mr. Irrelevant yesterday as I'm driving around Ubering my kids. And I hear Joshy drop what I think was brilliance. I really think this was fantastic. I think he created a new segment. So I want to workshop it with you guys here in our final moments on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Joshy, you remember what you said?
Yeah, it was in response to something Alex Strofe said. And it will explain once I get further here why I said what I said. But I said, you thought you had a stroke of genius there, and it sounded more like you just had a stroke.
So to me, guys, this is a segment, right? Somebody throws an idea out there and you say, stroke of genius or just a stroke?
I'm not going to lie. As soon as you said strophe, I tuned out. I'm kind of strophed out.
Really?
But I think that was, and he texted me. He's all sad at me now. So he'll get over it. But I like that. That's pretty good.
He's all sad at me.
He is.
Yeah, he needs a little tough love.
Yeah, he does. He does. I kind of like it.
My only thing was it could be potentially, since it's a medical thing, but I think everyone understands it's in good fun.
Oh, yeah. You really went to bat for me on Rechew.
What do you mean?
When you test my brain and find out what an idiot I am. You're worried about the stroke
Wait
thing?
A minute. You just said moments ago, a minute ago,
yes,
that Strofe texted you because he's all bent out of shape, and then you go, he'll get over it. Well, I feel the same way about this, okay?
It's all about accountability.
You'll get over it. Rechew is one of our most successful segments on the show.
If there's one thing we all know about Mark Chmura, it's that he's accountable.
What are the 7 words you're supposed to say if someone's having a stroke?
Oh, yeah, there is some acronym.
I thought...
What?
Yeah, I thought you were going for the curse.
The 7 words you're not supposed to say on the radio. I'm like, Chewy's going out in a blaze
Who's
of glory.
Who's going to step
He's
in
He's truly
here.
Upset. He's just going to go to the George Carlin, say all 7, get Joshy in trouble, and walk out.
You're still amazing.
FAST. FAST.
Yes.
Face, arms, speech, time. Check for drooping or numbness on the face. Ask the person to raise both arms. Assess for slurred speech or difficulty speaking. And then anytime any of these signs are present, time is critical. Look at this PSA Jen, Gabe, and Chewy is doing this morning as we try to figure out if saying having a stroke.
I must have a stroke every Thursday when the Blamer's around. Because I do start to slur a little bit.
Oh, I think that might be because of something else, pal.
I think that's just alcohol.
Wine's not alcohol.
All right, here we go. Let's use it in the last few minutes. Bo Melton playing cornerback. Stroke of genius or just a stroke?
It's never good.
Right? When you switch position, after you've been in the NFL for as long as Bo Melton has, and then you switch positions, switch numbers, and now you're sharing a number.
Nice. Never a good sign.
Nice knowing you, Bo Melton.
Has it ever worked out?
Yeah.
I mean, because would you call it working out for Ty Montgomery? I wouldn't say.
Where even is Ty Montgomery?
He's gone.
And he was on the same side of the ball when he changed positions.
No, but he probably would have lasted longer if he stayed at receiver as opposed. If I'm Bo Melton and they're doing that, give me the same number, I'm like, just release me.
Ty Montgomery played 9 years in the NFL.
Did he really?
Yeah.
I would ask for a release instead of switching positions. Because I guaranteed what they did is they say, will you switch positions and we'll guarantee you that you will be on the team some way, shape, or form for 1 year.
I can't imagine they guaranteed a 53-man roster spot.
Are you familiar
with the practice squad. Yeah. Yeah.
Are you familiar with the phrase, bird in hand is better than two in the bush?
Charlene
he currently has a spot. Why would you ask for a release? Yeah,
because he's not going to make it as
a
receiver.
What do you think that means? This is a great question by you, Joshy.
What is it? Bush and birds?
Bird?
Yeah, those are involved.
Those are words.
Two
that
in
said.
The bush is worth.
All right, what are the stroke symptoms here of what we're speaking?
See, I'm not going to tell you where my mind goes when I hear bush.
Yeah,
okay?
Well, it's stroke. Yeah, a lot of stuff happening here. We understand.
That's where I get confused.
Okay, so a bird in the hand is worth two in the bush.
Why would you have a bird in your hand?
Because you're going to eat it.
You're going to eat a bird?
Yeah.
What do you think chicken is?
Chicken?
It's its own thing.
A bird in the hand is worth two in the bush.
Sure. Because what do you have to
case,
do?
In this case, it's an actual foliage bush. No. Okay, let's make sure that we're all in.
So let's say you've got a bird in the hand. In order to get the two in the bush.
I could catch the two. I'd roll the
you
dice.
You know who else thinks they could catch the two strokes?
Yeah, exactly.
We talked
I'd say
about
you get
on
one,
Tuesday.
I'll get the other.
We talked about this on Tuesday. You
in
guys have
case,
a lot in common.
In which case, you'd have one bird.
They'd have no birds.
Yeah. Using it to push through the Bo Melton analogy, he has a roster spot, at least right now, with the Packers. Why in the world would you ask for a release to maybe land with another team?
Because I think he's good enough to...
He's not.
You don't think so?
No.
Why?
I mean, we do this all the time with Packer receivers who are like fringe. The one I always used to, I love to use as the example is Charles Johnson. Charles Johnson was a receiver for the Packers.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And that's exactly the point.
He still texts me to this day asking for Brett's number. And I'm like, what part of no don't you understand? I swear to God.
The same Charles Johnson?
What?
We talking about the same guy?
Here? Yes.
There's so, been what you should do is if you can do a Google search AI whatever and look at Packers wide receivers who ended up on the Vikings. There's about four of those guys that were like heroes and everybody couldn't imagine cutting. Remember Jeff Janis, Davante Adams debate?
Oh yeah,
like this happens all the time. And sure, it's great for him. I'm glad Bo Melton had that 100-yard game.
So, yeah, so we're I think we're talking about two different Charles Johnsons.
Yes.
Because there's one that played with you.
Yes, that's what
there's
I'm talking about.
There's a different
about.
One who was with the Packers later. Who was
I don't
a fringe guy, and everyone's like, oh, he's going to develop. He's going to be the best guy ever.
Yeah.
And then the Packers released him. He went to Minnesota for like 2 years
and
so,
had like 300 yards.
So that was just having a stroke then.
Yeah.
Well, Charles Johnson.
Was not the stroke of genius. Hey, I'm going to work on it for you, Joshy. I'm going to see if I can workshop it in here a little more often. Wildy and Taj is next on ESPN Milwaukee.